Stripping Down Science. The Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Helen Scales. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Chris.
Now, coming up this week, how the unusual combination of archery and fishing can actually go hand in hand. And also, just because they're black and white doesn't mean that pandas can't see in colour. That's according to new research we'll be talking about later. And also, a dragonfly that's 1 metre long. Stay tuned to find out about that. Helen.
Also, this week we're focusing on the science of sight and how eyes work and how they can go wrong. We'll be talking to consultant ophthalmologist Nick Sarkis from Addenbrooke's Hospital here in Cambridge and vision researcher Ron Douglas from City University in London. So if you have any questions for them, do give us a phone, email or text. Keep listening, we'll give you the numbers shortly.
And if you're in an experimental mood this week, in kitchen science, Derek's going to be looking at the science of how balls bounce and spin. It's very easy. If you want to take part, what you're going to need is a very bouncy ball. A squash ball will do, but the bouncier the better, basically, he tells me. You'll also need a kitchen work surface or some kind of surface with a tiled wall behind it. You'll also need some cooking oil or some Vaseline. And if you do the experiment correctly and you're the first through with the correct observation and explanation, you could win yourself an amazing electronics kit, and I'll be telling you more about that shortly.
And another way to win is to give
blood cells.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.
Okay, now it's time for kitchen science, and this week we're off to Norwich School in Norfolk, where Derek's waiting with Martin and James and Hugh Hunt to show you the science behind bouncing balls. Hi, Derek.
Hello there. Welcome this week to Norwich School, where we've come to do some fantastic science with Hugh Hunt, basically, who's come down to do some science with us. So, Hugh, just very briefly, what is it we're going to be looking at today? Just what principle are we going to be looking at?
Well, we're going to be doing some things with a rolling ball. We're going to roll the ball towards a wall and watch it bounce off. And we have to think about how it is that in the bounce, the spin direction has to change as well as the rolling direction.
Fantastic. OK, thanks, Hugh. And also, we've got two helpers here from Norwich School who's come to kind of help us out and do the experiment, tell us what happens and so on. So, guys, can you tell me your names and what years you're in, please?
I'm Martin and I'm in Year 8.
And I'm James and I'm in Year 8.
OK, nice to have you with us, guys. So, quickly, can I just find out, before we do some science, do you guys actually like science? What do you like, Martin?
Well, I like burning magnesium.
All right, and is this something you do in your spare time?
Not really, because magnesium is quite hard to get your hands on.
Okay, and you would know about that. Okay, that's excellent. Thank you. And James, what about you?
Well, I just find the whole principle fun and everything about it, like the different materials and burning them and doing everything like that.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm going to run through, firstly, what you need at home, because all of this can be done at home very, very easily. So then, what you need, firstly, is some kind of rubber bouncy ball. Okay, just like the normal bouncy balls that you have at home. That's great. Hugh's just bouncing one there to make it clear. Also, if you have a squash ball, that's fine. That's also kind of rubber and quite bouncy, but the bouncier the better. And also, a golf ball kind of won't do, just in case you want to try that. Now then, also, you need kind of the right sort of situation, okay, and that is that a kitchen counter is good. And if that counter kind of meets the wall, okay, and the wall goes up at a direct right angle from the counter, going up vertically with no kind of skirting board or anything, then that's great. And also, the smoother the better. So just look for something like that, where there's a nice right angle between a smooth surface going along and up. Okay, and finally, you will need some cooking oil. And also, if you don't have any of that, a bit of Vaseline. And there you go, that's all you need. So if you want to get those things together and then listen to what Hugh is about to tell us what to do. So Hugh, what do we do with these things, firstly?
Well, it's interesting. If you just take your ball and roll it towards the wall, it bounces back. But I wonder whether you've really thought about how it bounces back. Because if you imagine that as it rolls towards the wall, it's rolling clockwise, if we call that clockwise, but when it's coming back, it's got to be rolling anti-clockwise.
Okay, so, well, I mean, should we get Martin and James to kind of have a go at that and see what they see? Who's up first? We've got some bouncy balls here. Martin, you're going to have a go. So basically, we want you to roll the ball just along the horizontal surface so that it hits the vertical wall and then comes back, and then basically tell us what you see. So go for it.
Okay.
Okay, so what did you see that time? It was rolling quite gently there.
I saw the ball when it was going towards the wall, spinning clockwise, and then it came back when it hit the wall, going anticlockwise.
Well, okay, it's absolutely right. It changed its direction of spin. But did you notice it was bouncing at all when it came off the wall?
It starts bouncing after it hit the wall when it's coming back.
Yeah, that's right. So it seemed to get a kind of a kick upwards just at the moment that it kind of hit the wall. So what's going on there, Hugh?
Well, it's very important that there is a kick upwards because the ball has to change its direction of rolling it from going clockwise, as it were, to going anti-clockwise. And it's only the kick of the wall that can do that. And the kick of the wall has to be upwards to make it change its rolling direction. It then bounces a few times and it gets a few more kicks from the floor, but the very first kick it gets is an upwards kick from the wall.
OK, so the way the ball was rolling as it kind of approached that vertical wall meant that it tried to roll up the wall. That was the direction of it rolling, but of course gravity means it can't really do that, so it just kind of gets that slight kick upwards, but it's also bounced against the wall, so it's coming back, and then eventually it starts rolling back the other way. OK then, now we've seen that effect, but what is it we would like people at home to try now?
Well, what's interesting is that if we were to put a bit of oil or grease on the wall, where the ball is going to hit the wall, so just rub it on with your finger, then essentially we're making the wall slippery, which means it can't get that kick up the wall anymore. So the question is, will the ball roll back off the wall faster or slower?
OK, so we're going to make a slippery wall. Now, James here has been kind of standing patiently watching Martin do all the rolling. But what do you think is going to happen? Is the ball going to come back faster or slower?
Well, I reckon it's going to come back a bit faster because it's just going to grip to the ball a bit more, and I think it'll just slide off, as it were.
All right, OK. Of course, you at home, we'd like you to try this as well. I don't know what you think is going to happen, but, you know, it might surprise you. So please do, and if you tell us the right result, then you can win a prize from The Naked Scientist. So the number to call is 08459 252000, and you can also email chris@thenakedscientist.com. And we'll be back here at the Norwich School anyway later in the show to find out what actually happens, and also an explanation from Hugh Hunt here. So until then, from James Martin and myself and Hugh, it's goodbye and back to you.
Thanks, Derek. So just in case you missed any of that, all you need to do is to get hold of a bouncy ball, roll it up against the wall and see how far back it comes. Then you do the experiment again, but you put a little bit of oil on the wall, just to make sure it's a tiled surface, not your mum's favourite wallpaper. Does the ball come back faster or slower than before? What do you think the answer is going to be, Helen?
And yep, don't forget we're
with Hugh and Martin and James, and they've been bouncing balls around. Derek, what you got for us?
Hello, welcome back to Norwich School. We're still here with Martin, James and, of course, Hugh Hunt, who's been setting up this experiment with some bouncy balls and rolling them up against a wall and so on. So here we go. We've actually managed to smear some oil now onto the bit of the wall where we're going to roll the ball onto. And so, Hugh, I wonder if you could just direct James here, who's ready with the bouncy ball, just to tell him what to do.
OK, well, James, you had a go at rolling the ball towards the wall when it was nice and dry and clean, and now you've seen me smear some stuff on there. Now, you reckon it was going to come back a bit faster. Why don't you roll the ball now and see what actually happens?
And tell us what you see.
Well, it's actually slowed down quite a bit. It hasn't actually got faster.
OK, and Martin, did you notice any difference as well?
Yes, I did, because when James did it there wasn't any bounce when it came back, when you just threw it, when there's oil on it.
Yeah, OK, so when it kind of hit that wall, it didn't actually have that upward kick as it bounced back towards us, away from the wall. So there we go. Not what we expected, I dare say. So, Hugh, what was going on there?
Yes, well Derek, I think you just said it there, that when the wall was nice and dry, the ball was able to stick to it, and it rolled up the wall a bit and jumped up. But now it's slippery. The ball simply slips and cannot roll up the hill. But more interestingly is that it can't actually use the wall to change its spin direction. So it starts rolling back towards us after hitting the wall, spinning the wrong direction. So then it really has to rely on the tabletop to make it start to spin in the correct direction. And by the time it's spinning in the correct direction, it's lost all its energy and comes almost to a complete halt.
What we saw then is that in this experiment we've had two conditions, a dry wall and a wet wall. And so when we rolled this rubber ball at the dry wall, it actually got a kick because the direction that the ball was spinning meant that it actually bounced upwards slightly, and that helped it gain the other direction of spinning and actually roll back towards us quite quickly. However, when we put some oil on the wall, that meant that the wall was very slippery and the ball could not actually climb up the wall at all. It couldn't get that kick. And essentially it meant that the ball was still rolling forwards even though it was actually trying to come backwards, and if it was rolling backwards it would make it much quicker in doing so. So really then, we had a much slower ball rolling back towards us when the wall was slippery, which is not what we expected actually. Now then, Hugh, what we want to know, of course, is do we see this kind of effect anywhere?
Well, yes, if you're interested in snooker or billiards, you'll find that you might expect the ball rolling towards a cushion to do exactly the same thing. But you might notice that the cushions are angled, and the point of contact between the ball and the cushion is actually not exactly halfway up the ball, but it's higher up the ball, which means the cushions are in fact designed especially so that the ball will not jump when the ball bounces back off the cushion. If the ball did jump, then that would be not very satisfactory in a game of snooker.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever noticed that, guys? On a pool table or a snooker table, the cushions are kind of sloped, you know, almost over the ball as it bounces on them. So it means it's not quite like this, and so the ball doesn't jump. Ever seen that, Martin?
I have, yes, because when I went on holiday, there were some pool tables there, and we saw them that they weren't angled. And so we played, and then we saw the balls bouncing off the cushions.
Oh, so what, shoddy pool tables then, not correctly designed or something?
I think they're second-hand.
Oh, OK, fair enough. Well, there you go. Well, thanks anyway, guys, for doing the experiment with us. James, you liked the experiment?
Yep, I did.
OK, good stuff. And are you going to go and, I don't know, get some hold of some second-hand pool tables now as well?
No, I've already got mine, so I don't need
Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you very much anyway. And thanks to Hugh Hunt as well for doing the experiment. And that's all from Norwich School for this week. So until next time anyway, it's goodbye.
Thank you very much, Derek, and also to Hugh Hunt and Martin and James at Norwich School. Next time, Derek and Dave...